It was a hectic weekend of diplomacy on Haiti with Aristide's departure and the arrival of the first international troops. Late last night, the United Nations Security Council held an emergency session to approve a peacekeeping force for the Caribbean nation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just a few hours after Aristide left Haiti, President Bush appeared before reporters to say the U.S. would help bring order and stability to the Caribbean nation.
The government believes it essential that Haiti have a hopeful future. This is the beginning of a new chapter in the country's history.
While President Bush said Haiti's constitution is working, critics were quick to accuse the Bush administration of turning its back on democracy in Haiti. The last time U.S. troops intervened there, they were helping to restore Aristide to power after a coup in the 1990s. In the years since, Aristide disappointed many in Washington, and U.S. officials now describe him as a failed leader of a country still plagued by corruption and poverty. But Elijah Cummings, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, says that's no excuse to abandon a democratically elected president.
While some may think that this is a time for celebration, we hope that it does not set a precedent for other democracies around the world.
Members of the Congressional Black Caucus had been pushing the Bush administration to intervene in Haiti and protect the Aristide government from an armed rebellion. But even as they tried to make their case last week, President Bush was slowly ratcheting up the pressure on Aristide to step aside. Secretary of State Colin Powell publicly hinted last week that Aristide should go, and then Saturday night the White House put out a statement saying, quote, "This long simmering crisis is largely of Mr. Aristide's making." Once U.S. officials got word Aristide was ready to leave, Powell worked the phones to help prepare for Aristide's exile. Congressman Cummings, a Maryland Democrat, kept in touch with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who told him she doesn't expect a long U.S. military engagement in Haiti.
She clearly has a lot of optimism as far as the country being brought under control and resuming a peaceful existence. And so, you know, I think we have to wait and see, but in the meantime, the Congressional Black Caucus will continue to press for humanitarian assistance, press to make sure that we have sufficient troops along with our allies to keep the peace, and press for an orderly and peaceful transition of leadership.
Cummings says the U.S. has its work cut out for it in Haiti. He warned that it's not at all clear how many rebel factions there are and whether all their demands were met simply by having Aristide out of the picture. A Democratic member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, warns there are few clear alternatives to Aristide, and he says the U.S. will now have to get seriously involved in nation-building there.
You can't do what we did over the last 48 hours and then walk away. The administration now bears the responsibility to try and help bring stability, to provide the economic support and backing, or at least to try and get as much of that internationally as we can. So we've now assumed a very large role in Haiti, a much larger role than I think we had to assume had we acted more precipitously in the last week or so, when we might have been able to stop this kind of result.
At the United Nations last night, the Security Council authorized a multinational force, a move that paves the way for other nations to help share the U.S. burden. France says it's sending some 200 troops to its former colony and is expected to deploy military police as well. The Bush administration says it will initially lead the security force until it can hand over some of the policing to France, Canada, and Haiti's Caribbean neighbors. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.